Like, I've never would have done the summit. I never would have gone to the school board. She's so supportive, and she's just a great person to be around. I'm actually still working with her in the PYCA. We're having meets. We're actually having two meets this month.
That's Pittsburgh Youth Conservation
Action, I think. Action. I'm pretty sure Action. Okay. yeah, sometimes it slips my head because I just call it the PYCA so much. But yeah, so I'm still working with her. We're still figuring out things we can do to help, and she's great. And Mr. Scholler, he runs the green team, and he's great too.
I also was curious what your other interests are, sports or music or just what you like to do for fun in addition. This probably is fun too, but other things you like to do.
I play the cello, so that's fun. And the only really other thing I do, well, I am also in a lot of other clubs. I'm in student council. I'm in 12 Deep. I'm in like a few things here or there. And then I also have a lot of animals, like I was saying earlier. So that's a large part of my time is taking care of them.
Have you thought about what you might like to do after you graduate? I know you have a couple years, but...
I want to go to college to study zoology and then see where life takes me with that knowledge from there.
That's terrific. I'm not surprised you mentioned the animals before. So one last question for you. If I gave you a magic wand, if there and maybe one or two behaviors you could change instantly, can you think of any, you know, human behavior that you wish you could just change? That it doesn't have to be tied to the environment, but I suspect it might be, but maybe not. In fact, let me give you three wishes. If you had to make a wish and you knew it would be granted, any thoughts about what you'd wish for?
The first one would definitely be having people be more open-minded to learning about, like, not just climate change issues in our world that people just ignore or are like, that's not real. So definitely, one would definitely be having people be more open-minded. Another would probably be, like, for people to live more sustainably and not using as much, like, waste. And another would be for people to treat animals better.
What a great person you are, Abby. It's really been fun to talk to you. Is there anything else you wanted to add or say?
No, I had a lot of fun doing this, and I had a lot of fun meeting you.
Yeah, I hope you'll keep in touch. And after we're done during the next station break, I'll tell you about some of our programs for creating media. If it interests you, you might be able to make a podcast or a story about your work that we can distribute, you know, on your behalf or work together to do. So we'll talk about that. Thank you. It's you're great to have somebody representing what I consider my alma mater in Woodland Hills. So thanks. That's Abby Whippich, who is 16 and going into 11th grade at Woodland Hills High School in Turtle Creek. And we congratulate her for her great work. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with the aforementioned Abby Whippich, Chad Green, Alexis Thompson, and Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Ain't gonna let nobody
turn me around.
Blind Boys of Alabama, Freedom Road, from their album Higher Ground. Coming up, we've got music from Melina Bowser.
Was it Cesar Chavez? Maybe it was Dorothy Day. Some will say Dr. King or Gandhi set them on their way. No matter who your mentors are, it's pretty plain to see. If you've been to jail for justice, you're in good company. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine. You law-abiding citizens, listen to this song. Laws were made by people, and people can be wrong. Once unions were against the law, but slavery was fine. Women were denied the vote, and children worked the mine. The more you study history, the less you can deny it. A rotten law stays on the books till folks with guts defy it. Have you been to jail for justice? I wanna shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine. Now the law's supposed to serve us, and so are the police. When that system fails, it's up to us to speak our peace. It takes eternal vigilance for justice to prevail. So get courage from your convictions. Let them haul you off to jail. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Will you go to jail for justice? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine.
Summertime. exactly what you feel. You go fishing, you go flying, you go swimming in the sea. You say that life's a living, life's a living. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's your philosophy.
Saturday Light Brigade. That was Judith Owen and In the Summertime. And Deanna Bogart before that and Hot Fun in the Summertime. Thanks for being with us today. In just a few moments, we have Melina Bowser accompanied by David Schmick. They'll join us shortly. My shortly was quicker than I thought. I'm looking forward to hearing from this duo. You'll get a chance to meet them both along with me. Melina is going to be singing and playing. She'll be accompanied by David on guitar. And we'll learn more about them once we're sure they're comfortable and ready to go. So let me introduce them to you for a first song. They can go right into it, and then we'll talk a little bit afterwards. Here are Melina Bowser and David Schmick.
All right, this first song that we're playing is one of mine called San Francisco.
Away and oceans apart, I left my heart in the San Francisco. sleep, love, I only see you. And I'm counting down the days till I see your face again, until I run out of tears to shed.
That's Melina Bowser with David Schmick accompanying her. And the song is called San Francisco. Tell me a little bit about the song, Melina.
Sure. So I wrote this song for my third album that just came out this past March called Moving On. And I wanted to write a slow kind of waltz-like ballad. And I have never actually been to California. So I just did a little bit of a fiction type of songwriting, and I think it turned out really nice. I like the way that the harmonies in our recorded version really bring the song to life, and singing it live is so fun as well because you get to hear it stripped down.
Well, it's a great song. And tell me about yourself. Where are you from originally?
Sure. I grew up in Pittsburgh. I went to North Allegheny High School, and I'm currently a student at Slippery Rock University studying creative writing. I'm 21, almost 22, and I've been recording music since I was 16. So I'm hoping to keep this going and keep this as my career. So I really just have been out there performing in Pittsburgh and releasing music as often as I can.
That's great. And did you say you studied music at Slippery Rock?
I studied creative writing.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry I missed that for a second. But you had to be exposed to a lot of... Slippery Rock has a great music program as well as a writing program. Now, David, how do you fit into things here?
I was actually Melina's choir teacher when she was a student at North Allegheny, and we started making music together in songwriting class and ended up doing a whole album, and we've continued recording and playing together since she's been at Slippery Rock.
Well, that's great. So you started when you were 16. Do you remember what prompted you to be interested in playing a song or writing a song?
Yeah, so I got a guitar whenever I was around 15 or 16, and I was teaching myself how to play with like YouTube videos and just playing covers of songs that I really liked. And then I was very nervous to sing in front of people. And for some reason, my mindset was that if I wrote a song, people wouldn't know if I messed up because they wouldn't know the song. So I started just messing around for fun to see if I could write a song. And then I decided that I really liked it. So I wrote my first song, If I Could, in 2016. And I actually worked with another teacher of mine, Greg Geibel, at the Intermediate School of North Allegheny. And he helped me record music in our like free time during study halls and things like that. So I've been very lucky with the teachers I've had at North Allegheny that they're willing to help me with something beyond education.
That's great. When did you play out the first time?
Whenever I was probably 16 as well, I was singing at like an old folks home just to volunteer. Mm-hmm. And I was very nervous, and I would sing really fast, and I wouldn't talk, and I didn't want to be the performing type. I just thought it would give me good practice. And I think that gave me the courage to start performing at open mic nights and things like that. I was in a talent show a couple times at school that gave me a little bit more confidence to play live and play by myself. So I started performing regularly in 2017 at little places like Steamworks Creative on Route 8 and just coffee shop open mics. There's an open mic little cafe at North Allegheny Intermediate High School that I did as well. So 2017 was really when I started, and now I've been performing by myself regularly all the time.
Excellent. Well, we're going to go to another song, I do believe. That's a good idea, Chad. Chad's making a mic change that will be implemented after your next song that'll help our interview go a little bit better. So just ignore what's going on around you. If you're just joining us, this is Melina Bowser along with David Schmick, who's playing guitar. What would you like to do next?
This next song is called Moving On, and it's from my album called Moving On. And this song, I think everyone could probably relate to a little bit, so I hope you enjoy it.
It's 2 a.m. You're feeling lonely, thinking we could be more than friends. Sorry to break it to ya, but I don't think that I'm interested in being the next one you think of, 'cause the one before me wouldn't answer a text. I'm tired of being the one that you call when you're alone and high. I'll never be the one who's alright with being a girl on the side. Maybe we could have been something if you would stick. Tired of being the one that you call when you're alone and high. I'll never be the one who's alright with being the girl on the side. Maybe we could have been something if you would stick around for once, but I'm moving on. Thank you. on.
Melina Bowser here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Pull that out. There we go. We're going to move that a little bit towards you so we can hear you a little bit better as we talk. That's a great song. Have you gotten an album together as of yet?
Yeah.
I should have given my forgive me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, I actually just released my third album. So I have three albums available on all streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube, everything like that. My third album that we just released was released on March 18th, and it's called Moving On. It has 12 songs that are probably my favorites of everything I've written so far. So I'm really excited for everyone to hear it.
That's great. And it seems like you're pretty prolific, which is not too surprising given your training as a writer and also how long you've been at this. Are you playing out much?
Yeah, so actually next week I'm going down to Florida to do a little mini tour in the Ormond Beach area. And besides that, I play in Pittsburgh a lot. I was just at Market Square this past Thursday for the Farmer's Market. I play in Slippery Rock. And on my website is melinabowser.com/live shows. You can see all the updated list of shows of everywhere I'll be.
Excellent. I'd like to learn a little bit more about you, David. David Schmick is accompanying Melina. You mentioned your work as a choir director and meeting at North Allegheny. But when did you start playing guitar? And tell me just a bit about your background.
Sure. I started playing guitar when I was about 10 or 11. And when I was a teenager, I had a rock band. This was in the days of the alternative rock bands. And we had a blast. And I found that I really liked mentoring people to learn instruments and learn to make music. And so I went to school for music education. Fell in love ultimately with choral music, classical singing, but I've always kept this kind of music making as a hobby and a fun thing to do on the side.
That's great. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Penn State.
Excellent. Well, it's you two sound great together, and you're both playing guitar, but it's a nice combination of the electric and acoustic blending as Melina sings. We're broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. A warm welcome to all of our affiliates, including KRDP, Apache, Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, and Phoenix in Arizona. We're also happy to have WSAJ FM Grove City back with us, as well as WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WCUC FM Clarion, and WNJR Washington. Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport as well. Melina, what would you like to play next? Another one of your own?
Yeah, so this next one is my brand new single called Drown It Out. This was featured on 100.7 Star Bubba Show, the morning show.
Oh, that's good to mention other radio stations, but cool.
Hey, we support everyone in Pittsburgh. We get to shout out everyone. So in addition to this station, you might hear it on some other ones too.
Yeah.
So if you want to stream it at home too, it's on all streaming platforms. This is Drown It Out.
Saturday, say what's this song about? Tell me straight and I'll deny it. Make up some lame excuse. But we both know it. Number 7, I laid it out. It's my final letter. But what's it matter? 'Cause we don't talk much anyway. And I swear I'm fine with the way it all played out. Yeah, it's alright. But I I've been up and I've been overthinking. Cause you show up and waltz into my dreams, and I can't shut up this little voice in my head, drowning out la 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 la. You tell your friends you can't believe it. It's been 2 years of barely speaking, but here I am now. I know I sound insane. Cause I kinda missed ya. Don't be mad that I went and Taylor Swift ya. I'm not trying to complicate what you've been thinking. I just think about you whenever I'm drinking. Wrote a song about you cause I kinda missed ya. Don't be mad that I went and Taylor Swift ya. I'm not trying to say that I've been catching feelings. I just think about you whenever I'm drinking. Drown it out, la 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 la. I've been up and I've been overthinking. Cause you show up and waltz into my dreams, and I can't shut up this little voice in my head, drowning out la 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 la. Part of me is hoping that you call me, but what if I'm just lonely for somebody? I can't stop these thoughts from running through.
Drown It Out, Melina Bowser, this morning, backed by David Schmick, and sounding quite good. And I'm glad that song's getting some traction to it.
Yeah.
And some airplay, in all seriousness. It's, it's good to know that. Your mom's here. She's a big fan.
She is. She's my biggest supporter.
She's taking photos and... making sure, I'm sure those will show up on social media.
Oh,
she's,
yes.
She's not getting as many as, of David as she is of you, I noticed. But that may be fine with David, too, this morning. We probably have time for two more, I think.
Okay.
Do you know what you'd like to do next?
Sure. So this next song is another original that's from my second album, which is the first album I made with David. So the song is called Picking Petals, and just a quick little story. I wrote this song because I was eavesdropping on some people in my English class whenever I was in 11th grade, and they had a very dramatic breakup, and I'm not friends with this person at all. I don't know either one of them, and I just kind of stole their story, and I hope they never find out, but if they do, I did it with love, so it's all right.
Okay, well, your secret's safe with us. So you think. here again is Melina Bowser.
All right.
You bought a diamond ring on the second date. You said you saw it then. Said I was picked by fate for you. Nothing we could do. Ooh, yeah, I was made for you. Nothing could tear us apart. I gave up everything and even half of my heart for you. To have it all fall through. Ooh. How can you change your mind so fast? Love me now, you love me not, I guess. And you've got got me picking petals again. I'm feeling like a little kid. Won't you let me in? Give me a reason before you go. But if you're leaving, then you gotta know I don't want you back. Not in a damn other year. No. If you're leaving, get the hell out of here. Yeah. We could give it a try if you would stick around, just like a circus ride with all the ups and downs. But hey, it's always been okay. Hey, nah, you'd rather end it now before it could play out. You're such a coward, how you run without a doubt. But hey, there's nothing left to say. Hey, and how can you break my heart so fast? Love me now, you love me not, I guess. You've got me picking petals again. I'm feeling like a little kid. Won't you let me in? Give me a reason before you go. But if you're leaving, then you gotta know I don't want you back. Not in a day, a month, a year. No. If you're leaving, get the hell out of here.
That is Melina Bowser and David Schmick playing along with her. And it's nice to meet you and to have you play. I hope your Florida tour goes well. That's coming up. That's going to be exciting to get down and play there. It'll be hot.
Oh, it is.
It'll be nice.
I'm a little bit worried about that for the outdoor gigs, but I'll have the beach. That's... It's a plus.
Yeah, it should be fun, all in all. Anything that I think we mentioned, your website, we've linked to it as well, but it's simply MelinaBowser.com, right?
Yes.
And it's MelinaBowser. And anything else you wanted to mention at all?
Sure. Well, if you guys want to follow me on social media to keep up with where I'm playing and what I'm doing in my life, you can follow me on Instagram at Melina Bowser, Twitter at It's Melina Bowser, and my Facebook page is facebook.com/MelinaBowserMusic.
Easy enough to do. And David, anything for the good of the order that I didn't get a chance to ask you?
No, I'm excited to share Melina's music and have people hear it. And she's, as you can tell, she writes a great tune, and her songs get stuck in my head for days after we work on some. So
excellent. Well, what do you want to close up with?
We're going to end with one of my songs called Life Finds a Way. And this song was from that second album, the first one that we did together. And I actually won the Women Who Rock female songwriter competition, the Rising Star competition, in 2019 with this song.
That's terrific.
So I got to play this at Stage AE, which was really fun. So
nice.
This always has a special place in my heart because of that.
Said you wanted, I know, but everything you had was not the best it could have been. It's hard to hear, I know, but you're stuck here by yourself, 6 feet under all the memories left hanging. sound. If he is truly the only one for you and the only one you'll ever love, you know, and he'll come back to you. But if he was just a stepping stone for a happy life of your own, just enjoy the afterglow. Stuck here by yourself, 6 feet under all the fairy tales you're reading about. I love her is what he wrote, and that's the beginning and end of everything. The story goes, if he is truly the only one for you, stepping stone for a happy life of your own, just enjoy the afterglow. No matter how hard it is, just know life will find a way, always.
Melina Bowser, along with David Schmick, thank you.
Many is the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've also felt forsaken, and certainly misused. But I'm all right, I'm all right. I'm just weary to my still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home. So far away from home. I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. But it's all right, it's all right, 'cause we have lived so well so long. Still, when I think about the road we're traveling on, I wonder what can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and from high up above my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying. And we come on the ship they call Mayflower. We come on the ship that sailed the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hour, and we sing an American tune. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. You can't be forever. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all, I'm just trying to get some rest. To get some rest.
You always say it's
instead of perfect world. Does that mean we shouldn't even try? Does that mean we shouldn't even try? So deaf is he who will not hear the song that freedom sings.
Nice song, isn't it? That fellow's name is Patrick Silvest. The tune is called Freedom Sings. I want to thank all of our guests today. Melina Bowser did a great job. David Schmick as well. Abigail Whippich also. Pittsburgh Festival Opera cast members that were here with us this morning. Thank you for being with us, Katie Brooke and Sim Zayed and Stacy Offit from earlier this morning. Thanks to Chad Green, as always, for an outstanding mix, and Alexis Thompson.
Okay,
for
this is by my other favorite composer, John Phillips.
Her booking of our guests. And here's wishing you Happy Independence Day weekend. I hope it's peaceful and pleasurable for you. We will meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Thank you.
clap along, okay? Oh, the monkey wrapped his tail around the flagpole to watch the grass grow. Broadcasting from approximately coast to coast and from one side of Lyle Boulevard to the other, you're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 12 noon. Getting us started back in the USA on this Independence Day weekend on WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, your Salt and a Swig, your Cum Laude Grad, the Chet Institute of Group Orchology, Jay Thurber, at 12:03. Much more music time, here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul, right up until the 3 o'clock hour, the full-time request line open at 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Kind of gloomy and warm out there right now, looking for mostly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 85. 77, radio 9 degrees. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 15 minutes.
You're hearing things on Wonderful Radio.